Welcome to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. As we approach God's Word, let's take a prayerful breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Listen to God's Word this day.
I invite us to join our voices together as we pray the prayer for illumination. Gracious God, as your Word is read and proclaimed, open our hearts to wonder, our minds to wisdom, and our lives to the way of Jesus Christ. By your Spirit, help us hear what you are saying to the church today. Amen. Each day at Vacation Bible School, our children explored a different part of God's Word and the good news given to them found in the Gospels. And today, as I said earlier during the welcome and announcements, that today is going to look a little bit different. Instead of a traditional sermon, I'm going to be offering a reflection of those five scripture readings to share the same message that was shared with our children with all of you. Our theme, if you couldn't tell by the decorations, our theme was Blast Off, God's Big Universe. All week long, our children were invited to imagine themselves exploring the vastness of God's creation and along the way discovering that God's love is bigger than the universe itself. Each morning, a space crew made up of some of our youth welcomed them into this mission. We had a captain, a navigator, a communications officer, an engineer, and the first officer, as well as the ship's computer, the guiding research assistant for cosmic exploration. But you can call her G-R-A-C-E, Grace. Their mission was to travel through God's big universe and discover new constellations. Each day, the space crew invited the children, our crew members in training, to help them with that mission. As the week unfolded, the children helped discover and name five constellations, and every constellation they discovered pointed them toward something faithful about God and about them as children of God. So this morning, our first scripture reading, we begin where VBS began, with wonder. Listen now to the word of God from Genesis. Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 2, verse 4. When God began to create the heavens and the earth was complete chaos, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters were gathered together. He called seas. And God saw that it was very good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be lights in the domes of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the earth and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters of the seas and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind and the cattle of every kind and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humans in his image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished in all their multitude. On the sixth day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In that day, the Lord made the earth and the heavens. On the first day, the space crew discovered their first constellation in the sky. And along the way, the crew and as well as the children discovered that it is a rocket. And although one of the space crew members wanted to name that rocket constellation Rocket, the captain said, no way, that is too boring. Who would name a rocket Rocket? But because this was the first constellation of the mission, it started our mission out with awe. So because we began with the story from Genesis, God creating light and sky and land and seas, sun, moon, and stars, plants and creatures and people, again and again, the children heard that God speaks and something new came into being. And again, God looked at what had been made and called it good. That was the first message our students started with this week. God's creation is bigger than we imagine. We begin in awe because God's universe is vast and beautiful and full of possibility. We begin with wonder. And so that is what the crew named that first rocket-shaped constellation. They named it Wonder. Genesis invites us to look again and again, to look at the light and receive it as a gift, to look at water and sky and soil and trees and creatures and people and breath and see it as a gift. To look at the world and all of the people in it as a gift, as things God loves. For us, faith grows when we look at things with wonder. When we stop long enough to notice what God may be forming around us, what God is doing around us, the same God who brought light out of darkness continues to bring goodness, beauty, and possibility into this world. So on day one, before the children were told what they should be doing, or before they were told where they belonged, before they were sent out into the world to act with compassion, care, and love, they were invited to wonder. Because that is where discipleship begins. With awe that slows us down, with openness instead of certainty, and with a willingness to stand with God's creation and receive it all as a gift given to us. We stand with God in creation, and we say with God, it is good. Even now, the world is still full of possibility. And now we move on to our second day.
Who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and talk through the rivers. They shall not overwhelm you. When they walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you.
Thank you, Jacob, for that reading. Jacob was one of our crew members in training this week. After the first day where we began in wonder, when we were looking out into the vastness of God's big universe, the next question became much more personal. In a universe so big, does the God who made all of it know who I am? And the book of Isaiah answers that for us. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And that was our message for day two. God knows us by name. We are held in the care of the God who knows who we are and walks with us wherever we go. Wonder about the big, great universe can be beautiful, but it can also make us feel small within that universe. When we think about the size of creation, the stars and the galaxies, the oceans and the mountains, the long history of the people who came before us, and the mystery of the people who will come after us, we begin to wonder whether our small lives count for much in the eyes of God. But Scripture tells us the God who created the heavens and the earth also knows each of us by name with a love that is personal. God says, as we heard in Isaiah, I have called you by name. You are mine. So as the space crew continued on the mission, they found the second constellation. A footprint. And I will tell you that our navigator was quite disappointed because his constellation was a foot. But then when the space crew considered the message for that day, they realized instead of naming it foot, they would name it known. Because we are known. And the God who made all things knows your name, knows you, and the God who knows each of us by name walks with us wherever we go. And now on to day three.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members yet of one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it.
Thank you, Rebecca. After beginning in wonder and hearing the promise that God knows us by name, the children were invited to take that next step and discover that we are part of something bigger. And although none of us are the same, God made us to belong together. And that is exactly what was written to the church in Corinth that we just heard. It was a community that was filled with different people, gifts, roles, needs, strengths, and struggles, and yet they were told that they were all part of the body of Christ. The church is meant to be a living body where every person matters and every member belongs to the whole. During VBS, the third constellation, a puzzle piece, helped the children picture that message. A puzzle piece's shape shows us that it is made to be joined with others. And when it finds its place, the larger picture becomes more visible. That is the church. We belong to God, and because we belong to God, we belong to one another. Our belonging is greater than anything that might feel to separate us. It is greater than age or language or ability or background or any way that we walk through this world. In God's big universe, we are known by name, but we are also gathered together into one community. God creates us to be in communion with one another and draws us into the body where the hand and the foot, the eye and the ear, the strong and the vulnerable, the joyful and the grieving, the young and the old all have a place. Everyone belongs, and we belong together. So the space crew named the puzzle piece constellation Belonging. Onward to day four, read by our very own engineer, Margaret.
Scripture reading for Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me.
Thank you, Engineer Margaret. After beginning in wonder, remembering that we are known by name, and discovering that we belong to one another, the children were invited to see that belonging leads us into caring for one another. Because we belong to God and because we belong to one another, we must act with compassion and care for those in need. Jesus' words in the Gospel of Matthew teach us to see people whom the world often overlooks. The hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, the imprisoned, the lonely, the vulnerable. And then Jesus describes love in the form of providing food, water, welcome, clothing, care, and presence to those people in need. We care for Christ when we care for others, especially those who are in need. The work of compassion is woven into the worship of God because Jesus has chosen to be found among those who are in need of care. And so on day 4, which Engineer Margaret wanted a wrench every day, she begged and wished for a wrench. On day 4, her wish came true, and the space crew discovered the wrench constellation. And when they discovered that constellation, the crew named it CARE. Wonder opens our eyes to the goodness of creation. Being known teaches us that every person is precious to God. Belonging reminds us we are members of one body. And care shows us what that belonging looks like. And now on to the final day, which holds all of this together, read by Sam, who was the voice of the guiding research assistant for cosmic exploration, but we all know her as Grace.
Scripture 5, John 13, verses 31 through 35. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and Jesus has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I say to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you will love one another, just as I have loved you. You should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Thank you, Grace, or Sam. On Friday, our final word was love. After a week of launching into wonder, remembering that we are known by name, discovering that we belong to one another, and learning that belonging requires care, the final word brought everything together. Love. Love is what holds everything together. Love is how we are known as followers of Jesus. In the Gospel of John, on the night before Jesus' death, Jesus commands his disciples one more thing, his final teaching to them, to love one another. Before his crucifixion, Jesus prepares his disciples by telling them and by telling us love should be our way of life. And by loving others, the world will know who we are. And that is why the final constellation was a heart, the constellation named Love. All week long, the children helped connect stars into constellations, and it all led them to this. The God who creates the universe in wonder, the God who calls each of us by name, the God who gathers us into one body, and the God who sends us to care for those in need, at the center of it all, we worship a God whose love holds everything together. And on that final day, and I wanted to share this with you, our children participated in a mission project. They made postcards for anybody who is hospitalized or homebound, offering their own words or pictures of love, compassion, and encouragement. They also wore hearts all day long as a reminder that love is something we always carry with us. They learned that love can be small enough to fit onto a postcard and large enough to hold the whole universe. Love is cosmic, and love is concrete. Love is big enough to stretch across God's big universe, and love is near enough to show up in a child's picture, a remembered name, a shared meal, a hospital visit, a phone call, a welcome, a prayer, or even a church that keeps making room for all of God's beloved children. So while this may be where our VBS journey ends, this is where our life of faith continues. We began with wonder, standing in awe before the God whose creation is vast, beautiful, and full of possibility. We moved to known, hearing the promise that in this big universe, we are seen, named, claimed, and accompanied by God in every journey of life. We discovered belonging, remembering that we are part of something bigger and that we do not have to be the same to belong to one another. We practiced care, learning that compassion becomes holy when it takes shape in food, water, welcome, clothing, visiting, listening, and noticing those in need. And we ended with love, because love is what holds the whole story together. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for listening to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. We hope you'll join us for worship on Sunday morning. For more information about our congregation and our ministries, please contact the church office. Now go in peace.